Hello and welcome. I'm Karen Chaston, the founder of Live Love by Design. And today we're going to look at the fourth area of life under the All About Your Relationships pillar, which is environmentally. And we're going to have a look at what your environmental impact is all about. So are you ready to get started? Great. I'll go over the shoulder as I love today. And as I said, it's making a difference to the environment you live in. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? And we can all make a difference to the environment we live in. Let's face it, we all need to make a difference to the environment we live in. I always like to think of Mother Earth, that it should maybe be renamed to Baby Earth, because a baby is always nurtured and looked after and given the best chance to thrive in life. And a mother normally does that, as well as a father, of course, and all the other family members around it. So that's why it's time for us to call Mother Earth, Baby Earth, because it is time for us to nurture our planet back to Earth. And let's face it, it's not like we all have another planet to go to. So don't you feel it's time that we do actually spend the time to nurture our beautiful Earth back to health? And that's what this little exercise is all about. So let's start asking you some tough questions, as I love to do. But before that, let's have a look at what the Dalai Lama has to say. It is our collective and individual responsibility to preserve and tend to the world we all live in. Thank you, Dalai Lama, and I totally agree. Let's go full screen on that and actually say it again. It is our collective and individual responsibility to preserve and tend to the world we all live in. Beautiful, isn't it? So let's look at ways that we can actually do that, where we can have a huge impact, a huge positive impact. Okay, so here's my tough questions. Do you recognize your own responsibility for the quality of the air, the water, and the land that surround us? Take a couple of seconds and think about that. Do you make a positive impact on the quality of our environment? Do you protect the environment and preserve nature? I don't know about you, I just love spending time in nature. I just love the air that you breathe when you're around it, the sounds, the way you feel. All of your senses just go into hyper speed when you do actually spend time in nature, and especially when it's healthy nature, not when it's been destroyed the way that it shouldn't be. Okay. Are the environments you spend time in lifting you up or bringing you down? That's right. The pillar or the area of life under this All About Your Relationships pillar environmentally is not just the environment that we live in. It's also the environments that we spend time in. And it's really important for you to spend time sitting back and actually going, wow, are these environments actually healthy for me, or are they unhealthy? And if they're unhealthy, maybe it's time for you to look at ways to stop being in them. What do you think? Yes. Do you regularly declutter your home and workplace? I don't know about you. It seems to build up. I get rid of it. I feel great, especially when it's all clean and it's, you know, everything's where it should be. And then, of course, it sort of builds up again. But that's why we do it regularly, to declutter your home and workplace. Okay, so today's learning is learning how to simultaneously protect the environment and your health. Wow, I can look after the environment and look after my health at the same time. Wow, that sounds perfect, doesn't it? I love our little Live Love wins, our Live Love gems, as I love to share them. So let's have a look at how we can actually do that. Would you like to easily add happiness, satisfaction, and meaning to your life? Isn't that a great slide? I'm just going to go full screen on that. Don't you think that heart-shaped Earth looks amazing, doesn't it? And let's face it, who said it's round? Well, we know it's round, but do you know what? We like to think that it's heartfelt as well now, don't we? Okay, so let's move on. So are you ready to Oh, that's a typo for me, but anyway, are you ready to know and be proud that your daily actions are making a difference to your life and the environment? Now, I purposely use the green heart chakra in that slide. And I'm not sure if you understand about chakras. I'm pretty sure that you probably do. If you don't, I'll post something below about the chakras so that you actually, I'll attach something so that you can actually understand the chakras and how they react and all those interact with you and all those things. But more importantly, the green heart chakra is all about love, obviously. So isn't it amazing that our environment is green and our heart chakra is green? So it's the love, not only for ourselves and our relationships, but it's also the love of our environment that actually really does help us to create our live, love way of life. So it's really important that the more you love the environment and look after it and your actions help to enhance it, the better your live, love way of life will actually be. Pretty cool, isn't it? So our road to success today is for your live, love choices to simultaneously protect the environment and you and your family's health. So download the PDF as we always do. And then obviously it's time for some me time. So grab your trusty little journal, your mighty pen, the PDF. Tell the family and loved ones that you are actually going to have some me time and you're going to figure out or learn how you can enhance the environment and you and your family's health all at the same time. Pretty cool, eh? Yes. So today there are 8 simple live, love, environment protection choices that make a huge impact. They're all in the handout, but I'm going to very quickly go through them now so that I don't waste too much of your time because it's going to take you a little while to go through this exercise. So I want to really respect your time. So the first one, the first choice number one is to leave your car at home. Let's go. How cool is that little car? So leave your car at home. That's a huge impact that every time you drive your car, you really do emit a lot of gases into the air, into the environment. So let's start looking at ways that we can actually either catch public transport or actually, do you know what? Walk or cycle. Yeah, especially on the weekend when you've got time to actually spend time with your family, make a picnic of it, walk around your neighborhood, actually check out the houses, check out the people. I'm not saying look in their windows, but you know what I mean. Actually spend time, which will put you into nature as well, which is enhancing you, enhancing your relationships with your family all at the same time while you're not having such an impact of driving your car around. Pretty easy, isn't it? Pretty cool. Choice number two. What is this one? Okay, think reusable. Exactly, with our bottled waters or with our takeaway coffee cups, tea cups, whatever you actually drink. So we all know plastic and we all know that it is just filling up our landfills, which is not great. And the water is not as healthy as if you actually had a filtering system anyway. They've been stored in plastic. The water isn't that great. So it's now's the time for you to actually start to consciously look at the way that you drink things and make sure that they're reusable. So go and get your containers and go and get your coffee cups and use the glass. Excuse me, just talking about water is making me want to drink some. One sec, please. Thank you very much. So easy. Choice number two. So let's have a look at choice number three, which is to buy organic and to have buy fresh locally. Now, this, of course, came up in our socially responsible, but you know how easy it is to actually help the environment by making sure that they're organic products, they're locally. So you're helping not only socially, but you're also helping the environment because you know how they're grown. Excuse me. I don't know, got a bit of a cough happening there. Okay, number four is why not grow your own? Now, let's have a look at this PowerPoint slide. Just a sec, I'm going to have another sip of water. Oh, thank you. Okay, how much fun is it to grow your own veggies? Excuse me, I'm going to have to cough again. Okay, how much fun is it to grow your own vegetables? To get your hands into the soil, to actually get really in touch with nature. But more importantly, you will then know exactly what has been put on your food. Whether there's been pesticides, you'll obviously have none. But you will have so much fun not only planting and watching them grow, but then eating them. Every single cell in your body is going to thank you for taking the time to actually go and grow your own. And you're going to have so much fun with it. Your whole family will get involved. And just touching the earth, grounding yourself, is such a great way for every single cell in your body to be dancing, to be healthy. That's what it's all about, helping the environment and helping yourself and your family at the same time. Choice number five is let's start making our own cleaning products. Now, I am going to put an attachment onto here with all of the ingredients which I found on a website which I will credit. But seriously, it is so easy and you can buy all of the ingredients at your local supermarket. How cool is this slide? It's so easy for you to make all of your homemade cleaners. So you're going to save money, but more importantly, you're going to help the environment. So that's a double whammy. Saving money, helping your family. Saving the environment, helping your family. And also, you are going to not have all of these products around you, which are not great to have in your home anyway. Triple, so many ways that we can all help each other. So, choice number six is to green your laundry. Have a look at this slide that I made up. Green your laundry. So many things that you can do in the laundry, as well as make your own little products as well, which I'll show you, I'll tell you in the document. But the way that you wash, there's no need for you to wash certain clothes once you wear them once. Okay, sure, your undies and socks, change them daily, but you don't need to actually change your jeans every time you wear them and wash them 2 to 3 times. Even Levi is recommending them once a week is more than enough to actually wash them. Sure, if they get filthy because you've been out doing your gardening and growing your own veggies, but let's seriously look at the way that we are actually doing our laundry. And also, let's hang it out. Nature is there to dry your clothes. There's no need for you to use a dryer. So don't get hang up on it. All about, but start hanging up your clothes out on a clothesline. Of course, this is so much fun. I love putting these little videos together. As you can probably tell, number seven, choice number seven, the green dry clean. Now, this is really cool. If you do need to dry clean your clothes, whether it's a suit or something like that, or a specific dress, make sure that you actually check out the dry cleaner and make sure they're a green dry cleaner. They use different processes and they have exactly the same outcome. So there's no need, but why not help the environment at the same time? That's pretty simple, isn't it? Totally makes sense. I'm not saying cut it out forever, cut it down, but certainly you choose the right dry cleaner that will make sure that they are actually giving back to the environment through their processes. And choice number eight is plant more trees. How cool is that writing? I loved researching that as well. So, plant more trees. How simple is that? Get into your garden and start to look at ways that you can plant more trees. That's going to give you, as we know, we breathe in the oxygen, which is the carbon dioxide that the trees breathe out. We breathe and they convert it to oxygen and they breathe in our carbon dioxide, which we breathe out. Such a cool system. So of course we need trees, so plant more of them. Excellent. And that's it. So then it's a matter of just introducing the live, love, environment protection choices into your daily practice. So sit down with the family and go through these different things. Look at the ways that you can easily introduce them into your daily practices. As we know, a habit takes 62 days. So start to do them. Even if it's just make up the chemicals, your homegrown chemicals to actually clean your house and to clean your clothes. That's just such a huge thing. Then start planning events where you can leave the car at home. You know, how you can get around, how you can create fun together. So many easy ways that you can introduce this into your life. And that is our Live Love Gems. Making sure that your footprint that you have on this earth is actually a green one so that you can recycle everything. You can actually help the environment while you're assisting your family, as I said. I just so love doing these things. And our big Live Love Gems for this week are obviously the environment, healing you and your family, healthy breathing, healthy oxygen. Don't you just love these Live Love Gems that we get every time? Well, that is it. That is Live Love by Design. So I really hope that you have really enjoyed this exercise. These are really easy to implement choices that really do make a huge difference to the environment, but more importantly to you and your family. So why isn't it a choice that you can easily make? So thank you again for being here. Thank you for watching this video all the way to the end. Please leave your comments below. I really do love the fact that you're here with me, that you are learning and growing, and I get to share these things that I have had so much fun learning and putting together. I really do love the Live Love by Design way of life. And that's why I'm so passionate about sharing it with you, because it's so easy, these concepts, to introduce into your life. So thank you again for being here. Please leave your comments below. And once again, I look forward to seeing you again real soon on another video. Bye for now.